But the same individual, when egoism is rooted out, annulled, then he finds that he is held all the time by the Supreme, so that what the Supreme wants is acted out without effort through the individual, effortlessly. An effortless operation of the divine consciousness through oneself. This is the hallmark of an egoless consciousness. The same divine is immobile as a condition of mobility. The whole world as we experience is mobile. That mobility is the divine. But that mobility has behind it a kind of a reservoir of immobility. Now, supposing I want to relate myself with that immobility, then you cannot ask from that divine which is immobile to be acting for you in the world. He is immobile. He can only give the experience of witness, Sakshi Bhava. So if you enter into Sakshi Bhava, you can only experience the divine as a witness. Don't expect him that he will do so many things for you. The divine as immobile is immobile, equal. Allows everything to happen. It will also tell you, you be equal-minded. If you ask the divine and pray to the divine that you now solve my problem, he will not solve the problem. That is not a relationship between immobile and yourself. He can only give you the experience of immobility so that you are equal-minded, whether the problem is resolved or not resolved. That is the only advantage you get. But the problem to be resolved, for that you have to go to the divine who is both immobile and mobile. Only that divine can solve the problem. Why this is necessary to be told is because Arjuna wanted to solve the problem. And he was arguing that he will run away from the battlefield and attain to sannyas and will attain to mukti. So Sri Krishna says, if you are looking for the solution of the problem, and if you just withdraw from the world and withdraw from the battle and go to the immobile, your problem won't be solved. For solving the problem, there is only one way, and that is to know the divine integrally. Therefore, integral divine is a necessity of the Gita's position. If Gita's aim was only to tell you how to withdraw from the world, then integral divine is not necessary. It is only because Gita started with a very big problem. How to resolve the problem in the intensity of action of the most horrible type, ghoram karma. This is the condition of Kurukshetra, ghoram karma. The karma was terrible, horrible. In the midst of this horrible action, a problem that arose in the mind of Arjuna had to be resolved. This can be resolved only if the divine is integral. He is immobile, mobile, supracosmic and cosmic. Not only that, he is also individual. Reality as supracosmic, cosmic and individual. The reality which is one and yet complex, one that is all and one that is many, the one that is infinite and finite, the one that is spaceless and timeless and time and space, only on that basis can this problem of Arjuna be resolved. This is the basis of the synthesis of yoga. The rest of the paragraphs or verses of the book of this chapter are comparatively easy. So next time we shall go through them much more fast. But for today we can end here, all right?
So that's why the integrity of the divine, that's why action is so stressed.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very true.